Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of this program. I'm going to call it a supernatural show. That means it's God's super upon our natural. Because we have someone here today, he's a very dear friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And we finally were able to work out our schedules that Benjamin Baruch could be with us on this program. And he's here to talk to us today about what God is doing, and it's called The Day of the Lord is at Hand. Now, this is a prophetic revelation. And you know, that horrible event that happened in the United States, September the 11th, 2001, it started a slide towards global chaos. And we now face growing wars in the Middle East, rumors of wars that the Bible talks about in Revelation. We are in absolute disarray as a country. Everybody's kind of trying to figure out what's happening next. Well, you know what? God's got it all figured out. And the day of the Lord is at hand. It's not a program that's designed to scare you. It's a program that's designed to bring you up to speed on what's happening and why we have to pay attention to it. The day of the Lord is at hand. Don't miss this program. We'll be right back after this. My guest today is Benjamin Baruch, and he's an author, speaker, he's an expert on the subject of end times prophecy. He is carrying a prophetic voice, a mantle, if you will. And I got to tell you, some of the stuff that Benjamin Baruch shared with me before we started taping about how God is showing up in his world and has for many years and speaks to him, well, let's just get into this. I'm going to let him tell you the story himself. Benjamin, it's a pleasure to have you, sir.
Damon, thank you. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. We've known each other for a long time.
It's been, well, 10, 15 years,
something like that. And God is just awesome. He really, that's the best word I could describe, because people who are going through tough stuff and are wondering where is God in all of this need to know that God's got their back. God is awesome. He has a plan for them, doesn't he?
Well, the Lord indeed is working out his plan of salvation in each of our lives. And we do go through tough stuff. And God uses those tough times to bring us to address the matters of our heart and, you know, to really repent of the pride that is sort of just natural in the mind of the man of the flesh, to bring us to a place of humility where we're willing to accept the yoke that he's chosen for us. And so God's faithful. But yes, the trials are real, and some of the times indeed are tough, but they came to pass, they didn't come to last, and God's promises are forever. The trials are only for the night, and the morning comes the time of joy and rejoicing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
Before we really get into your book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, and I, by the way, congratulate you. You're not just an author of this book, but I think over five books that you've written.
Five have been published, two more in process.
Wow.
We'll probably have seven out before the show airs, actually.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Where do you find time, my brother?
Well, the Lord really anointed these books, and so much of the content actually comes forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So I don't have to struggle with the text. I'm really more of a scribe than I am the author. I mean, somebody had to put their name on the book, so my name appears on the book. For that reason, they come forth very quickly by the hand of God.
And you have the Lord very active in your life. And we're going to get into the book. We're going to get into your world and what God's going to do today in your life. But before we do that, I think it's important that some of the people that are watching hear what I heard, which I'm telling you what, it about had my hair stand up on the back of my neck about just how powerful God is moving in your life, the experiences that you've had that I would say places you in an area of the supernatural, if I can just say it that way. Talk to us a little bit about what you've seen, and then let's talk about this book.
Well, God has been very much manifesting his sovereign presence in my life from the very beginning when I first got saved. And when the book, The Day of the Lord, came out, the Lord began to authenticate that this word indeed was from him. I was asked to speak initially. I went on a national tour. And Damon, everywhere that I went, before I would speak, I would offer a very brief prayer. I would say, Lord, they're your people. and they've come to hear from you.
Yeah.
I could speak to them for you if you wish, but everyone knows it's better if we hear from you.
Right.
And the Lord would honor that prayer, and the Holy Spirit would bring forth a powerful message. But one evening, the Lord let me go up on stage by myself, and it was just me. And I wasn't doing well. I was fumbling with content. There is so much to share in terms of the detail that's in this book. And the audience was not taking me seriously. I lost the audience, Damon. They were actually laughing and they were elbowing each other. And people thought I was just the latest funny man to roll into town.
Oh, my gosh.
It was terrible.
That's horrible.
Well, at that point, the Holy Spirit fell upon me and the Lord spoke to me and said, I'll take it from here. And I thought, well, that's good because I'm, you know, doing nothing good at all. The topic changed. Suddenly I began to speak with authority. And I raised my hand and I said, the first four judgments are ready to begin. And they're ready to come forth upon you even now. And I walked into the audience. I walked right up to a young man and I grabbed him by the arm. And I said, the first four judgments are ready to begin and they're going to come forth just like your arm. And I was hitting him pretty hard, actually.
Yeah, wow.
He turned and ran
just
out
like
of
his
this.
Arm. What were you talking about?
Well, I didn't know. I just did this. He ran out of there. Somebody chased him. I kept talking.
Okay.
The man that chased him came back 5 minutes later, interrupted me. How did you know about his arm? I forgot doing this. I said, excuse me, I don't know what you're talking about. You said the first four judgments would begin just like his arm. How did you know? At that point, I remembered saying that. But I didn't know anything about his arm. Well, it turns out he had a tattoo of the four horsemen of the book of Revelation on his arm. Well, that audience that had been laughing at me stopped laughing. And some of the young women in the audience began crying. And in the back of the room, a man stood up and he began waving his arms, shouting, I'm a Navy SEAL. I've been in the military 8 years. Damon, he broke down weeping as he said, everything this man said is true. Now, the word of God will be confirmed by two or more witnesses. That day, those people had rejected the message the Lord had given to me, but the Lord provided a confirmation. Now, I've never told anyone something would happen like on their arm before.
Sure.
I mean, that's a bit crazy, really.
Well, for most of us, we're like, what? But you've seen this, you know, this kind of stuff. God does that, doesn't he?
Oh, indeed.
To demonstrate his power, to prove to us, gosh, we are so feeble in our minds that we need God to prove to us that he is God, but he does it for that reason, doesn't he?
Well, and he also does it to confirm the word of truth. You know, to give you a little history on how the book came forth, I'm a financial advisor. I'm a chartered financial analyst. I'm a CPA. I was working for a private company in the real estate business. Almost immediately, a major tax problem occurred related to a deduction that was going to be disallowed. And now there was going to be a huge tax penalty, $1 million penalty. And I had just joined this company. Well, we worked with the top lawyers for about 2 weeks, and we looked at every possible solution, and there was none. I told the president of the company, the only person that can help us fix this is Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And the Lord
to look at you sideways.
Seriously, I told him, listen, I'll go home and pray about this all weekend, and I'll ask the Lord if there's a solution to this tax problem. And I'll tell you if he says anything on Monday. Oftentimes, the Lord will answer me when I call upon him in prayer.
He does that for all of us, doesn't he?
He does answer us.
I guess we don't believe he's going to answer, or we try to take matters into our own hands.
Well, in this case, I was asking for the detailed answer to a tax law problem where I actually had to hear from God.
You had heard God before in your life.
Yes.
I'm asking.
Yes.
For you to believe that you could petition him on a problem like that.
Yes.
And he'd answer you.
With a technical answer regarding the application of
the
tax
code.
So
you had
no
hesitation, no doubt.
No doubt.
Did that happen to you as a child?
It happened all the time.
That, my brother, is what we are hoping for.
The Lord taught me the Bible, brother. When I would have questions on the prophecies, I would ask the Lord. I didn't look in the books written by men. I looked to the God who wrote the book that is inspired and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Damon, at that point, the Lord answered me. And he said, have you considered you live in a community property state? So I jumped up, ran to my office in my home, looked at the tax code under 267, and I started thinking attribution from shareholders to partners. Instantly, the problem is solved.
Wow.
Monday morning, I go back to the office. I call the top tax lawyers in the country. I tell them this answer, and they said, "You're a genius. No one has ever thought of that. It's absolutely the truth." So when I went and talked to the president of the company, I told him, "Well, the Lord told me about the community property laws. The lawyers think I'm a genius, but I didn't really do this." You know, he starts congratulating me like I did a great job or something. I told him, I said, "I can't take credit for this.
Yeah.
I didn't do this. The Lord did this. I'm not that smart."
Yeah.
I said, "All I did was pray." He said, "That's okay. You keep praying."
Wow. And you know, there are so many people right now in the middle of some crazy stuff.
Oh, I?
Financial
sure.
problems, relation. I mean, you make the list of the struggles that we work through and hold out and pray and believe in God for to solve. And all the time, from beginning until the end, the answers are always there. We just go to the world for the answers.
Right.
We go to our friends for the answers. We come to shows like this for answers. But God, the entire time, is there to say, "Just speak to me. Have a conversation with me like you just did."
Right.
You know, you don't have to use flowery words.
No.
You're talking about tax code, for Pete's sake.
But and God knows the tax
but
code
he knows.
Really well.
So that says to me a lot about you. When you write a book called The Day of the Lord is at Hand, knowing it's coming from a man who is walking the steps to hear God, for you to receive an upload or a download of information, that's something that I think we should be paying attention to.
To set context for how the book came about. Damon, when I was young, the Lord would speak to me and tell me that when you turn 40, I'm going to use you. 40 days after my 40th birthday, I heard from the Lord. He answered me by showing me what is to come. And when that happened, Damon, I stepped into the future.
Wow.
Like you would step off a bus. It was not a vision. I was there, and I saw the judgment coming on America. This was 1996. I had no idea I was being shown events that would begin in 2016.
But you have seen God again and again and again in your life.
Yes.
You have been trained, if I can say it like that, to trust Him.
Yes.
And I would submit you knew what voice was what.
Yes.
You knew it was God.
Oh, I know the Lord.
I got it. Keep going.
So I started studying the Word, and the Holy Spirit began coming upon me, and the sealed prophecies of the Bible were being opened for the first time. And I started writing letters and trying to tell my friends and family the things God was revealing from the Scriptures. I'd studied Bible prophecy my whole life. I read almost all the books written by the men. And the true meaning of these prophecies had been sealed until the time of the end. Now they were being unveiled to me, and it was altogether different than the teachings of the men. Finally, somebody suggested to me, "Perhaps you should write a book," because there was never enough time for me to explain everything that's been revealed by God. And that's how the book got done, Damon.
Wow.
Over the next 7 weeks, I prayed and typed this book. Brother, it was sort of like this. As long as the Holy Spirit was on me, I would type. When the Holy Spirit would lift, I would stand and pray. When the Holy Spirit would return, I would sit and type. And I typed 20 to 22 hours a day. I could hardly lift my hands.
Wow.
And I would say, "Father, in Jesus' name," a tidal wave of the Holy Spirit would fall upon me. I'd be fully energized. I'd jump out of bed at 2 in the morning, and I'd type for another 20 hours.
Benjamin, why did he have you write this book? So what?
It's really an instructional manual.
What is it?
It's an instructional manual to explain the correct interpretation of the sealed prophecies of the Bible and to provide instructions to the Christians in the United States of America on God's deliverance plan for them and their families.
There's not really a whole lot of people talking about end times prophecy. What's happening? Well, is there a place for it?
Well, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Mm-hmm. And the revelation of Jesus Christ is the unveiling of prophecy. And we've been in the last days in terms of a time period, mm-hmm. since Israel was recreated as a nation. Mm-hmm. Israel's the fig tree. Jesus told us, "When you see the fig tree put forth its leaves, know that I'm standing at the door." This is the generation that's going to see the return of the Lord. And so, you know, Hal Lindsey wrote Late Great Planet Earth in the 70s, and prophecy came forward in the church. But at the same time, the Bible says we know in part, mm-hmm. we see in part, we see through the mirror dimly. And so many men have contributed to the church's understanding of Bible prophecy, but much of what was taught was also included a mixture of the understanding from the minds of men, because the prophecies were in fact sealed until the time of the end. And until the prophecies are unsealed in their fullness, you can't perceive the totality of the revelation. We are now entering into the time of the end. That fact is going to be very obvious to our American audience over the events that are going to take place in the coming months. And everyone is going to be scrambling for insight into what on earth is now happening in the United States, because our country is about to change radically and dramatically. A series of incidents are going to occur in the near future. God is putting his foot down, and he's going to bring forth the truth. And so people will be looking for insight and understanding what on earth is happening here and what do we do about it.
Got it. So information like this is not just a exposure by the Almighty to us as believers about what is coming, but it's to prepare us.
Yes.
And give us insight and understanding, and I would ask strategy.
Yes.
Right? Of what to do. Right?
Yes, there's a deliverance plan.
Am I getting it right?
You're getting it precisely right.
Okay.
You know, the Lord said to pray without ceasing that we be found worthy in this hour. And there are things that we as Christians need to do in order to endure this hour of testing. And God will judge the church first, and then he judges the United States of America next.
Wow.
Because America is the one country that was Christian in its origin. Now, we are no longer a Christian country.
Right.
But nevertheless, we at one time were, and there are many Christians in this great nation. Before God judges the entire earth, he's going to judge the church. He's going to judge the United States. And the Lord has sealed into the prophecies, which were closed up until this time, information critical to the Christian church in America as to what God's about to do, why he's doing it, and what we need to do about it.
And in America in particular, we are completely off.
We've lost our
path.
We've lost our way.
That's a good way to say it. We have lost our way. I mean, I can't turn on the television now as a father and not be concerned about what images or messaging my children are going to receive. And that's scary. I can't read the news now and not encounter messages that are bipolar and in opposition to what I was taught growing up. I find myself thinking, I don't even recognize America anymore.
Well, it's not the same country. In so many ways, America has fallen from the truth.
Right, and if you pay attention to any of the elections that are happening right now, or the debates that's entering us into a season of one of the most important or significant elections, at least in my lifetime, it's kind of weird when you look at
it's very strange.
A, what the options are.
And what are the issues we're talking about?
But B, what are the issues?
It's a different country today. And, you know, the truth be told, we're standing on the edge of the abyss as a people. The judgment is about to begin. But for the Christian, we're not in trouble.
Good.
And we're not losing our kingdom.
Got it.
Our kingdom is not of this world. And the Bible says when God's judgments are in the earth, the people will learn righteousness. God's judgment doesn't just come in one day and like completely eliminate the country. The Lord's judgments come in successive movements, and God's purpose in bringing judgment upon an individual, upon a country, is to turn the people back to righteousness. I mean, this could be over in 1 second if the Lord wanted it to be.
Sure.
But no, he sends measured judgments that are designed to turn us back to God.
Well,
and the Lord has never stopped preferring mercy. God would prefer that America repents. God would prefer that our listeners repent. He wants to call the church back to him.
Wow.
And when we respond, when we finally return and seek the Lord with all our heart, and your heart just needs to be right with God. You just need to be following the Lord, walking in holiness.
Right.
The day of the Lord's going to roll off you like water off a duck.
Got it. But understanding what God's doing, understanding the truth,
it's important.
It helps you walk in victory.
Well, you'll also.
I mean, it sounds like there's benefits that we don't even realize.
Well, a third of the Bible is prophecy.
Okay.
And the Lord told us, watch.
Okay.
So he commanded us to pay attention. So anybody who says, well, I don't really want to watch, well, you're already in disobedience to the express commandments of Jesus. You should check your heart on that one.
Got it. I mean, and that's not just Old Testament.
No.
Prophecy is throughout the New Testament, isn't it?
Amen. The book of Revelation. The Lord himself prophesied many things in Matthew 24 and Luke 17. And the Lord warned us the days would come that would be like the days of Noah. And here we are.
Got it. What you're saying is being aware of the signs and the times and knowing what God is doing in the world around us, knowing our place in it, knowing how we should respond to it, being in the loop. I mean, here we have a great God who is the master of the universe and more. We have special access to Him where we can ask and He will answer. We can knock and He will open the doors. We can't hide from or ignore what's going on around us. So this information is beyond just a doomsday message, because it's not that. It's beyond your receiving from the Lord what's coming. To be able to pray and get an answer, to be able to pray for healing and get an answer, to be able to pray for financial breakthrough and get an answer, to be able to pray for a loved one to come home and get an answer. I mean, they're just trying to figure out how to get a job promotion. All right, what's it going to do for me?
Well, it's going to help people understand, first of all, the times we're in, what we're looking at going forward, but also He's trying to change the matters of our heart.
Okay.
We think we need to fix all the problems. Lord, I'm struggling with a financial problem, or I've got relationship issues, or there's problems with my children. And, you know, these issues
are real.
Are real.
But they're not the problem.
And they're troubling us.
But they're not
the problem. We want the external problem solved.
Yeah.
God wants the internal problem solved. And until we solve God's problem, He's not going to solve our problem. We're just going to go around the mountain again. And haven't we all done that?
Yeah.
We go around it and around until we're ready to say, all right, Lord, what is it you want to change about me?
Boy, that's good. Now I'm understanding what the day of the Lord is at hand really means. The day of the Lord is at hand is everyday life with God.
Yes.
It's an everyday journey with God. It's surrender. It's really letting God lead. When you got all the junk out of the way and God is that real to you, that important to you, that at the center of you, then things will begin to run the way they're supposed to. We don't have to wait and go to church on Sunday. We don't have to do 14 cartwheels to then begin to be in a position to receive God's love and His grace and forgiveness and to start putting things in the right order. It can happen right now, this very minute. And it's as simple as us recognizing who the Master is, giving everything over to Him, and recognizing who He is in our world. And that's what the day of the Lord is at hand is all about. But there's also some stuff happening in this country.
Big time.
There's also some very big things happening in this world. You know, biblical prophecy identifies what's really going on in America and what's happening next. And not just in America, but in our life, your life. But, Benjamin, it's up to us to seek that truth. The Bible's words of prophecy, they've been captivating us. They've fascinated us. They've confused us. Now, I know I've read the book of Revelation, and I was utterly and completely confused. But that doesn't mean that, and I quit reading, and we move on to stuff we do understand. But it doesn't relinquish us from the responsibility to gain and seek that understanding. And I believe that's why God sent you here, for many reasons, but one in particular, to wake us up to realize,
amen,
that we need to be watchful.
Amen.
You're a brilliant man, and it's almost intimidating to listen to you and then say, all right, what am I going to discover here? Am I going to be able to understand it? And you're saying yes.
You're going to find out who the Antichrist is.
Wow. What else will I discover here?
The book has been very powerful in its effect on unbelievers. People have read the book that didn't know the Lord. It bore such a strong witness of the truth of Bible prophecy, they got saved. I've got one brother, he contacted me, read the book back in 1998. He actually had walked away from his family. He was on drugs,
wow,
living with another woman, had left his wife, was high all the time. His life was in ruins, and a friend had sent him this book. He read the book. It brought such a change to his life. He repented. He went back got restored with his wife. He got off drugs. He's a pastor today.
Wow.
He's got his own church today. And his witness is God used this book to save his life.
Wow. Well, I'm just delighted that you have been here with us today. And it's been an honor to have you in the red chair. And it's been an honor to have you in your home. And I just want to get this book out to people who need it. The day of the Lord is at hand. And you've just heard a little bit about what is in the book today and how important it is for us, our role as believers, to have an understanding of what's happening around us, to have an understanding of what's coming, to have an understanding of what we should be doing to prepare ourselves in the now so that we can receive the blessings that the Lord has for us and so that we can walk out the steps that He would want us to walk. And that's why I'm just privileged and proud to have someone here who understands the truth. And if I can say it this way, who has the guts to stand on the mountain and shout about it. We are living in what many are calling the last days. So many people hear those words and immediately they're seized with fear and dread. But as you'll discover in today's special offer, you don't have to live afraid of what may happen anymore. You can tap into the goodness and the mercy of God as He opens the secrets of His end time plan. As you heard today from Benjamin Baruch, my guest on this one-on-one show, God is moving and He's active. He's at a personal level and on a global level doing things that, well, only time will reveal. The day of the Lord is at hand. It's your answer today. This book is more than just an end time revelation. It's a guidebook. It's a roadmap for God's people, for you. It's a call to action to people that are with us, with you, globally, praying, that are interceding for the gospel to reach the four corners of the globe. In this timely, and I'd even say necessary book, The Day of the Lord is at Hand, you'll gain practical steps that you can take to get into harmony with God's end time strategy. This book will equip you like nothing else will do and prepare you for all that God wants to accomplish in you and through you today. In addition to this incredible book, you're also going to receive an exclusive DVD teaching with Benjamin Baruch. As you walk through the Word, you'll gain newfound levels of joy, peace, motivation to make the most of every single day. The resources that you'll discover will help move you into a relationship with God and help you connect and engage in every part of your life. And you can start this today. Call now. And with your gift of only $40 or more, you'll receive these life-changing resources. But that's not all. As my special gift, my way of saying thank you for being part of today's program, I'll include my full-length interview with Benjamin Baruch, not the 22 minutes that you saw here today, but the entire hour of this interview. All of these materials, including the book, the DVD teaching, and the exclusive one-on-one interview with Benjamin Baruch, they're yours today when you call. Your gift to what we do here helps me get this program all over the world. So just know, as you plant your seed today, and I get these resources to you to help you grow in Christ, you're helping us reach the world.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.